The Doyle administration has declared Sunday Golf Wisconsin Day. More than 200 golf courses will offer free or discounted rounds for children who tee off with a paying adult. The state tourism department says it's spending a few thousand dollars to help publicly and privately owned courses and golf organizations promote the event. Department spokesperson Jerry Huffman says Governor Doyle played at a small course in Madison this week with some kids.
It was boys, it was girls, it was Hispanics, it was African Americans. It was a great cross-section of what golf really is. Golf is a sport for everyone. It's losing a lot of the elitist status that it used to have attached to the game. I think there's a long way to go, but it's heading in the right direction.
Huffman also says some golf course owners are adopting an environmental ethic. The environmental group Clean Wisconsin says it has nothing against golf, although the group would prefer people play at courses that minimize chemical use and make good use of natural surroundings. Sierra Club organizer Rosemary Wainas says her 90-year-old father is an avid golfer, but Wainas says herbicide runoff from golf courses threatens some waterways, and many courses use a lot of groundwater.
Certainly out in Waukesha and Washington counties where they don't have the use of Lake Michigan water, the lowering of the ground table is an issue. And, you know, whether golf courses is the best use of some of our limited water resources.
If Wisconsin's golf-minded governor wants to get kids out exercising, Wainas says she hopes the state tries at least equally hard to get children part of upcoming events promoting bicycling and trail hiking. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.